Okay, questions?
Jeff, have one.
Well, we're out of time. We're out of time. We need to get on.
Extend 2 minutes?
No.
For questions?
We, well,
it's fine.
You know, let's go. No, we need to get on.
We have an opportunity in the future.
It's a very important question. That was not addressed by the last thing. The last time, the last time.
These are going to be history, but I'm going to tell you what you can do. If you know somebody that wants to make a donation, get their contact information, turn it to the staff, and the staff will call them and collect the money.
Amen. Okay.
All right, where we left off, we were discussing the format or how long people were going to speak and ask questions, and I would really like to get this going.
It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock. I'm just going to rule that we're going to take Dwayne's motion.
Yeah.
For 2 minutes.
Let's just do it. Okay. If we get started, we might get done.
Okay.
Yes.
Simple ballots that have the title of the position and a few lines on there for people to use for the election.
The ones you brought?
The numbered ones?
The number ones you brought. Is that good, Joe?
If nobody has any objections.
So the body just needs to decide.
All right. Are there any objections to using the ballots that Sandra provided?
But I have a question. What would be the one you want for the challenge to use the ballot? I get the opinion on which one.
Pieces of paper and lines. You're going to have to write the name of the candidate in for these ballots.
Which one would be the one you want to be the one you want to be the one you want to be the one you
want to be the one you want to be the one you want to be the one. Let's use the ones that Mr. Lark says he would like to know which ones are most efficient.
Mr. Teller, the chair is asking you a question. Joseph. Bill, please. Mr. Teller, the chair is asking you a question.
Okay. Which one's most efficient in your view?
And actually, Mr. Crozier was pointing out what is missing here is a specific means by which you rank your choices. So therefore, you'll just have to put them in a certain order by your choices.
Only for
you can do that. We can use the,
you just make. Which one do you think is more efficient?
I have no opinion as far as which one is going. I mean,
all right.
Just give the right instructions.
Right. All everybody who wants to use the ballots that were brought in, produced by Sandra, raise your hand.
I haven't seen them.
One, two, three, four. We'll call for hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Oh, all those opposed?
That's
enough. Yeah, I know.
Mr. Chair, I don't know if we can be bold. I don't know if Joseph says he prefers his. Well, he's passed it eight times.
Okay. Yes.
Mr. Chair, I nominate Deb
Shafto
for chair.
Any second? Is there a second? Oh, you don't need a second? Okay.
Request for information.
Yes, ma'am.
When you write the name of people, it's less anonymous than in the color of the block. And that's why we did that. We changed it to block.
Well, the decision's been made. You're out of order, please. Has been made. Let's move on. Is there any other?
You do realize, Mr. Chair, that even Bill Crozier admits that it's in violation of our own PNB rules in terms of ranking. The one that he has in his hand would comply. That simple. You want to make things so simple and be so expedient. You don't give a damn about what's right and what's wrong. And even Bill Crozier admits that the more complex one, which ranks people and not writing them.
Yes.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
I would respectfully request that Mr. Locke not put words in another person's mouth.
Okay.
I gave a description. That's my right. Thank you.
Out of order. The decision, we voted on it. Let's just go ahead. Now, on which ballot we're going to use.
Mr. Chair?
I didn't vote on it.
What was your decision?
The LSB's decision was to use the one, yes, in your left hand.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Now, Deb Shafto has been nominated to be chair. Is there any other nominations?
I'm nominated. Yes. I nominated myself.
Okay.
What'd she say? I didn't hear.
Ms. Tanisha Patel Adams nominates herself.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Mr. Weisel.
I nominate myself for chair.
Mr. Weisel nominates himself for chair. Any other nominations for chair? All right. Each candidate can make a 2-minute statement.
Up to two minutes,
and then we'll have. Anybody who also has a question has 30 seconds to ask the question, and then an answer can be up to 2 minutes, and then a closing statement up to 2 minutes. Who would like to go first? Mr. Lark will keep the time.
Thank you.
Who would like to go first? Okay, please.
I actually wrote something for this. So I am running for chair. I know I nominated myself, but there was other people that would have nominated me. I'm very experienced as a member of the board. I've been on the board for a little bit over five years. I was previously chair of one of the most contentious committees for 2 years, the MSRC committee, and I was able to bring everyone together, and together we completed 2 evaluations in a row. It's hard to believe, but it's worse than this, and I chaired that committee very smoothly. I know Robert's rules very well. I know the in and outs of the board, so I think I would make a great chair. As someone had said earlier, the racism has got to stop. We need more youth. We need more passion. Again, we need more youth. I think I'm one of the 2 millennials that was mentioned, one of the 3 millennials that was mentioned earlier. The chair is not a rule maker. They are a facilitator. And I would be facilitating the discussion and facilitating progress. I've been a facilitator before during Occupy Houston, which was years ago. That's how I learned to do things like facilitate. I know it's called chair, but it really is facilitate. I don't know if some of the new members have seen people do this. I introduced that to the board as a way to increase communication without stopping the meeting. My goals as chair would be to, number one, not waste your time, because that happens. That's been happening for the last year that we've had Matthew Moore as chair. Number two, I will be fair and be inclusive, because chair is not a rule maker. Chair is a facilitator, simply a facilitator. The chair should talk the least in the meeting. And I would make sure that we work together as a team so that we can, number three, get stuff done and raise money as we should be doing. I really like your suggestion, Ms. Miller, of putting the mission at the top of each agenda. Is it time? Okay. That's really it. I just want us to get along, and I would be a good facilitator.
Okay. Anybody with questions?
Do we not do the opening statements to everyone first?
Yeah, first.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Who? Which? Ted or Deb?
Deb.
Okay. Yes.
Well, I think I'm interested in being chair because these are very precarious times. We're on the verge of war as a country. We're on the warring on here, and we're fighting here, and we've got to do better than that. And what I want to do to accomplish this year is to back our leader and perform what needs to be performed and stop the interfamily squabbling. I think that we stand on the brink. We are part of a very powerful city, and we have a powerful tool at our hands, and we can make a huge difference in the way people think in Houston, and therefore in the country, and therefore in the world.
We can make that difference, but not when we're talking about, right? This stuff has got to stop, and we have got to move forward to make, to allow, not to make, but to allow this station to be what it could be. And I think under my leadership, a lot of the quibbling will stop.
Mr. Weisman.
Yes, sir.
When my daughter was in middle school, I got very involved in the PTO. And I showed up at one of the meetings where I was running for a chair of the PTO. And in that room, ballots were already being casted. I hadn't had a chance to speak. Nobody had. And I complained to the principal. The principal said, nope, we got some people that had to go to another meeting on campus. They get to vote even before. How many ballots were in that box? I have no idea. I contacted the district superintendent, Kay Stripling. She later became the superintendent. And I said, what the heck's going on? And she said, oh, I can't get involved with Joe Newberg. And so the election stood. I thought that was dysfunctional. Well, here what is happening at KPFT is even worse. We had a general manager, and that's where the fight really has separated this board. And that general manager kept things as they were. He came to this body and told us, ignore a bylaw. The duty of the local station board is to work with station management to make sure the programming fulfills the obligations of the foundation. He didn't want us to weigh in on that. And some of the people in this room tonight kept him in that position.
Very exactly.
We have done one other thing tonight that countries go to war to over. But not seating this gentleman. You want Bob Gardner out of here? Then you form a committee, you have an investigation. If an investigation justifies a trial, you have a trial. But you don't play games with our rules. If I'm chair, I will make sure we follow the goddamn rules.
Okay, 30 seconds for anybody who has, I mean, each person who has a question has 30 seconds to state their question. Well, they could just
Rule 904.
Keep going. Can we pass?
Yes, pass.
I'll pass because I'm just trying to get it here.
No, I have a question for the three of them. And it's...
Wait, point of order. Are all of the questions being asked going to be allowed to be answered by all three of us?
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Okay.
20 seconds left. He interrupted.
Be kind.
Okay. My question is, will you respect the bylaws, the rule of order, or you will run because you have the numbers? Even if it's not right. Because having the number doesn't mean that you are right. Okay. I want to know from the three of you what the answer is for that.
Who goes?
Ella, first
lesson. 1 minute.
Ted, would you like to go first?
I will not only respect the bylaws, I will make sure that our committees are functioning well so that when you decide that we're going to change the bylaws, it's done in a transparent way rather than what we're dealing with right now, not only here, but throughout the foundation.
Yeah.
I was one of the people who spent 11 hours on the phone creating those bylaws, and I will certainly respect them. I do not think that any rule, anything, exists as perfect forever. We did the best we could, and I will respect them, and they probably need to be altered.
5 seconds. 30 seconds.
Oh.
No,
30
seconds.
30 second question. 2 minutes.
I have 30 seconds.
Oh, no, it's 2 minutes.
2 minute answer.
Sure.
Yes. You're both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're being fast anyway. I think I'm trying to help the time.
Okay. Or. Yeah, yes. I mean, you're not going to ask a question, are you?
No, I haven't answered the question.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
My answer is yes, I will follow the rules. Everyone, I think I've pissed off everyone here at least one time by doing what is the rules and doing what's right. So, I will definitely, y'all know my track record, I will follow the rules.
I have no questions. I don't have any questions.
Pass. I have a drive.
No.
Yes. Why not?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought you had 30 seconds more.
Benicia? Oh, you passed? Okay. Nancy?
Yes.
I'll get it straight next time.
If you're the chair, will you allow Bob Gartner to be able to be on the board to vote and discuss this sensitive issue some other time instead of disenfranchising him because he was voted?
He has to stop bringing him. What's her question? She has a question.
She has a question.
She has a question.
Right. Deb, you want to answer?
I would answer yes. I do not believe that's the authority of the chair. There are rules that must be followed, and I will follow the rules, whether that means he's on the board or off the board. It isn't up to the chair to say you're on, you're off.
Exactly.
You're out of order, please.
I said if you would. That's not my question. I asked if you would follow the bylaws. Bylaws include elections.
The question has been answered.
Yes. Okay. The question has been answered. Patrick.
Yes, I will follow the bylaws, and I think that the bylaws. I think Robert should be seated. But it is something that the board needs to talk. This board needs to talk about as well. That's it.
It is. I've already said that it is neither the chair or this body's authority to determine what the membership decided, which was that he was elected. I will also instruct this body that if you want to remove him, you can request that a committee be formed, sort of like a grand jury, to investigate the charges against him. If that committee feels that he should be removed, then they will bring that information to this body. And then if we feel that there should be a trial, there will be a trial where he'll be able to speak. Not this kangaroo court that we talked about earlier. We were told tonight by multiple peoples, follow the bylaws, follow Robert's Rules of Order. We did not do that tonight.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Wagner.
My question is, what would y'all do to correct what I think is a major cultural problem that we have in this organization? I spent a lot of time in the station. I've personally seen that Bob did a hell of a lot of stuff for the station. I also hear the objections people have with Bob. But with all of us, my question is, how can we respect people and love them as individuals and bring out the good and the strengths that they have so that we can work together? That's a question. It's kind of a statement to it. It's a question.
Yes. Anybody have any questions?
I have a response to that.
Go ahead.
No.
Do I need time?
If everyone does what Joseph Davis requested, if everyone reads the bylaws and are standing in special rules, which really are supposed to be two separate documents, and they're not, but if we follow Robert's rules, follow the bylaws, and follow our standing in special rules, or have a workshop where we really go through them and learn what they are, I think we will end up learning how to work with one another, and that is one of the first things I would like to see us do, certainly by the end of February. We need to learn how to play by the rules, and then we won't have the friction that we have.
I totally agree with you, Patrick, about the culture. It needs to be changed. There's almost a culture of racism. I think it's a lot better now. that Mr. Boney is manager, and it got better under Don Freeman as well, I think. But one of the ideas that I had, and I talked to Don about this, but it never got implemented, but I will certainly speak with Mr. Boney about it, was putting up signs at the station that say things like, we do, you know, we do not allow racism here. We are accepting of trans folks, stuff like that. Like, you know, please use someone's chosen pronoun or whatever. Just having signs like that up, so just walking in, people feel comfortable and like they're safe and okay. If someone says something racist to me, it's not going to be okay, because people on this board and people who've been at the station for a long time have said some really racist things to me, and there's really nothing you can do. The second thing I can say is I think people on this board, by voting for me, who is a young brown person, that's another way to change the racist culture and the weird culture that is at the station. Straight up. That's it.
And I'm sort of... what I see are people making judgments about people whose backgrounds and problems are different from theirs. And I wish I had a magic wand and could sprinkle everybody with fairy dust and it would be all done. But that's a long, hard job, and really that's the job of Pacifica in the long run, is to get each of us to accept each of us as the best human being that they can be. And it doesn't have to do with laws or rules. You can't make those that way. You have to grow yourself and be willing to grow to encompass more people, to more different ways of doing and being. And I will do what I can to make that happen, but you can't legislate it.
Who's that behind? Wendy?
I don't have any questions.
Okay, Wally? Darrell?
Yes, thank you.
Speak up.
This is my second time on the board. The first time I was asked to run for the board, my friends who had lived here longer than I were, quite a few of them said, oh my God, bless you, because it's crazy. And so I came in knowing that the board had a reputation of being difficult. And
10 seconds.
My question is, are you aware of a period of time when there was a better forward motion on the agenda? Or has it always been Robert's rule of order chaos and intentional delays and obstructions?
Time.
May I go first?
Yes.
It has always been like that from my experience. Except when we had, I can't remember her name right now, the young,
Casey.
We had a young person as chair. She did a great job, and there were still people trying to, you know, stop the process, but she did a great job moving past that. And I honestly think that being young, and not, I have been on this board for long enough that I've experienced, but I haven't been on this board for like 10 plus years the way that Ted and Ms. Shackle have. So I think being young makes a huge difference on what you can do on the board. That is the only time I've seen this board function well, is when Casey was chair.
And look at how she does. Yeah, I wasn't on the board when Casey was there, but I did appear at a lot of meetings, and I thought it worked much better. And I think that's something certainly to strive for, because this... rivalry, this team, you know, yay for my team and boo for you, it's so counterproductive. We can't do anything with that hanging over us. We have to get rid of that first.
Darrell, this is probably the most important meeting of the year that we are going to have, and this process is the most important process that we have, because we were able to look at the grand scheme of things. Expediting this process is horrible. To get to your
question.
To get to your question, at the very first meeting of this board, going back 20 years ago or 19 years ago when Dwayne Bradley was the general manager and Otis McClay was the program director, they came into the board meeting and they said, we have a brand new schedule for Pacifica. And you know what? It was phenomenal. It was lots of news and public affairs in the morning. I thought it was great. But the way they did it was horrible. They completely excluded the board. They didn't ask for any of our input, and we were eviscerated. Had we just been asked, we could have said, great job, keep it up, and we could have moved forward. But we were made moot. Secondly, the bylaws say, just as for national board meetings, you're supposed to air when committee meetings are going to be held. If we aired when committee meetings are going to be held, we could grow young people to get involved in this radio station who could grow through the process and then become active and candidates for the board. Ethnicity included. We have not done that. Hopefully we will with Judah.
Paul?
Yes.
Sam?
No questions, thank you.
Teresa?
No questions.
Bill?
Pass. And I'll just remind people we do this on the next few candidates. We won't even finish.
I have a blank.
Pass. We still have
All right.
2 minutes.
I want to.
Oh, that's right. You.
So I don't know if this is a question or not, but I don't know all the bylaws, and I tried to look through the thing, but I know that the bylaws are also used for a different purpose than they were intended to be used. And so my question to you is, are you going to stick by the bylaws or by your friend that's next to you? I've seen it on both sides. No one is not to blame for this. The other thing is, I've been working on canvassing for a president who has a huge youth group helping him, and that is phenomenal. I mean, making money, getting things organized for phone banking, for block walking, and so we need youth.
I'd like to respond to that.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to remind you, we only have 41 minutes left for the whole meeting. Thank you.
We need to get as many people as possible involved in this foundation, and we can use the airwaves to do it. And we've got to work with Judon to make that happen. But he has to work with us, and that will be the first time in the 20 or so years that I've been involved where we actually have a partnership with the general manager. Oh. And a couple of years ago, I think it was Patrick and myself, we made a banner to announce that Democracy Now! Was going to be on at 7 o'clock in the morning. We went down to the freeway overpasses.
That's the problem.
And we showed people that they could get involved in KPFT. One of the days that we were going to be doing this, that banner disappeared. Dwayne Bradley had no idea where it was.
I have it at my home.
I think the important thing with the bylaws and with the committees and with everything is to recognize each other's humanity and pull out the best of everybody. And that obviously rules out using the bylaws to get somebody. You know, clearly that's not going to happen. But if the bylaws are lacking in some area, we need to look at that constantly. It has to be a constant review and looking at. And I would like to have a committee to do that.
Well, isn't that governance?
Mm-hmm. I guess governance could be.
Okay.
They don't.
Okay.
I will follow the bylaws. I will call the bylaws. Like I said before, I think I've made everyone in here that's not a new member angry at one point because I do follow the bylaws. Yeah.
Okay, can we vote now?
Yes. No, we have a closing statement.
Would you like to go first?
So as y'all have seen with our back and forth with the chair, I would be a good chair. I know how to chair. I have much respect for you, Deborah. I have much respect for you, Ted. I honestly think that I am the best choice for chair. Not only do I know what I'm doing, I chaired the MSRC for 2 years, which was much harder than chairing this meeting. I have chaired a couple of times when I was vice chair. I have chaired this board meeting before. My three goals would be to, number one, not waste your time. Two, be fair, be inclusive, and make sure that we work together as I can facilitate to make sure we work together so that, number three, we can raise money and get stuff done. That's about it.
Thank you. Who wants to take the last one?
Derek, you want to go?
Oh, good.
All right. I think I'm going to pull out of this. I think Venetia makes a compelling point of what she has done, especially with the Management Selection and Review Committee, which I do recall her doing, and doing an outstanding job. I think we do need people of color. I think we do need young people. But those are not the satisfying qualities that I am looking for. I think that that it's the integrity that she has demonstrated in the past.
I think that you've withdrawn the war with peace and anything else. Or, and, go ahead, please.
I really would like to be a part of pulling this together to making it absolutely work for the first time in a long time. We have tremendous potential here. We have potential to influence one of the biggest cities in the country and certainly one of the most important countries in the world. We could make that difference if we would stop this itty-bitty back and forth stuff. And that's my goal. I don't remember descending from heaven. I'm no angel, but I will give it my very best.
All right, that's the end of this round. Can we please pass out the ballots?
And Mr. Chairman, I make a suggestion.
Yes, Mr. Lawrence.
While the ballots are being tabulated, can we go forward with the vice chair?
Yeah, will you pass those? Ready? Okay.
Yes.
We're
rushing now.
Who are the poll watchers?
We already established that. Please. Can you give the ballot instructions before you go out?
Somebody withdraw?
Yes.
Can you give the ballot instructions before people start filling them out? Because we've had problems with that before sometimes.
Okay.
Don't have to mark them.
We're going to use Shafto and Patel. Shafto and Patel.
Okay.
That way you don't have to write too much. And what you're going to do is you're going to write one, and then your first choice, whether it's Shafto or Patel, and two, and your second choice. You do not have to make a second choice. You don't have to make any choices. You can turn me back in a blank ballot if you want. I don't suggest doing that. In any case, but you have to make at least one choice and then number it. So there are only 23 ballots. If anybody screws one up, I'm going to have to make some blank paper.
Okay.
Don't screw it up.
I don't know who's on the board and who's not. So don't think about it. On the board. I have the blue mark on all ballots.
And the number, remember the number.
Yeah, remember your number so you can check it later.
One for your first choice, two for your second choice if you have one.
It's over there. He has it.
Okay.
All right,
it's over there.
Somebody else.
Everybody
can begin. Shafto. Or Patel for the number by your first, just one in your first choice, whoever that is. If you want to make a second choice, two in the other.
Is it
the
ballots when you're ready to pick them up so we can
expedite
the
three?
No, I got that.
Is it required to put it down?
If you only have one choice, there's no number, it's considered to be your first and only choice.
Can we, do you want to take
ballots that are standard ballots?
We're going to, as soon as these get picked up, we're going to nominate for vice chair, okay?
I think we can nominate while we're picking up.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Vanita Williams for vice chair.
Six ballots.
A second.
Seven ballots.
Eight ballots.
You don't know
what you're talking about. You can run through both. Ms. Corder, how much?
Ms. Chair, I'd like to make a nomination.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Rita Washington, as vice chair.
She declined.
I'd like to make another nomination.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Manisha Patel.
13
Melton.
14.
I have no faith that I'm
coaching.
Do you accept you?
I really don't. I told you that.
But I would also like to nominate Ted Weisbaum.
17.
That's what's extending all this time. That's
exactly.
18.
Exactly.
We're not going to get to
the nominate somebody while we're waiting.
What?
Can we run on the nominations while we're waiting?
Oh, who has been nominated is Ms. Patel, Adams, and Ted.
Right, one.
So we don't need to hear you anymore. You're not going to really run.
Excuse me, Chair. What did you just say?
Ask for nomination of vice chair.
Yes, who were the nominations?
Yes.
Vanessa Williams. Ms. Patel Adams and who's the third?
Vanessa Williams.
Somebody say Ted's name. Yes, because he's one of the answers.
Patel then.
Well, you should sit closer. You've done this for a year.
You have the back of the post. You can't be here.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of guilty parties on that. Yes, let's go around the room.
Questions?
Oh, for the vice?
Yes.
We're
trying to bring things
you
up.
You can view it if you want to while we ask questions. We're expediting the election.
Brendan, is statement then questions?
Sorry, statement.
But Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, sir.
Because since I made this motion and I do now recognize my error, I'm going to ask because of time and because we wasted hours with all this foolishness but would you candidates agree to 1 minute across the board, and we can't change the vote, the motion right now, but you can. Would the three of you agree to 1 minute?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thanks, Dwayne.
I
admit
my error.
That is the way to think that works.
Lyndon, why are we waiting?
Anybody wants to watch, it's okay.
Please, you're out of order. Please. You withdraw? Okay. Mr. Weisel, you have 1 minute. Or he said this was by Dwayne. One minute.
Hey, there's all kinds of chaos. I mean,
that's the nature of the business. Go ahead and speak.
Yes, order. Can I have order? Mr. Weisbaum wants to be heard. 1 minute.
Okay. Whoever is chair, whether it's Deb or Manisha, I have worked with both of them extensively for many years. I can work with both of them. More importantly, I think I can work with Junon Boney, who will be probably the most important member of the executive committee if we have one, and he's probably the most important member of this board. if the chair is not able to chair these meetings, I think I have proven myself to be able to step in and do the job.
Ms. Lewis, would you like to make an opening statement?
I'm running for the vice chair to back up the chair, which is what a vice chair does simply. My goal, however, for this board is that it needs to become financially solid. What does that mean? That means that everybody on this board needs to be done.
Needs to be what?
Sorry, guys. Don't
make it. Let me take a picture.
As for my experience, I serve on 5 boards. 2 of them I own, where I'm president.
30 seconds.
And the founder.
Now we have time for 30-second questions. Ms. Moreno, would you like to start? Or do you want to pass?
Yeah, I want to pass.
Okay, pass. Ms. Castaneda?
Because the same question that goes to the chair goes to the vice chair. Do you know the rules? You abide by the rules. Or we ask the same question, or we ask Frank, what do any of you will do in a situation like today to disenfranchise a member? Do you think that that is valid? I want the answer for that.
Why the one man?
I know the rules, and the most important rule is probably the rule that empowers committees and makes the membership aware. We can do all the fundraising we want, and we can make all the contributions we want. What we need to do, the executive committee needs to expand the audience and expand the volunteerism in this foundation, because we, no matter how well-heeled we are, we can't make the kind of contribution that thousands can. That's what we need to be working towards.
Ms. Lane?
Do I know rules? Yes. Since I founded 2 foundations. Do I abide by bylaws? Certainly. Will I abide? That's why a lot of times you see me very quiet around here. It's because the majority, y'all follow the bylaws, normally you follow Robert's Rules of Order. And you don't seem to know when to use the bylaws. You don't seem to understand that the bylaws take the precedence over Robert's Rules of Order.
Okay.
So, yes, I know rules, I know how to follow them. I also know how to raise money.
So it doesn't matter.
I asked. What was the last part of John? Because I really didn't hear. Everybody was talking.
I asked.
The last part.
If you were the
meeting,
yes, do we disenfranchise the membership vote?
Okay. No, I don't believe in disenfranchising anybody, just like I don't believe in sexism, ageism, racism, and anything else. There's a different way to handle the situation. You guys love to handle stuff in public. That's not the way you handle stuff when you deal with members. You have to have discretion with that. The whole world is not supposed to know how the whole world is just privacy issues. So no, I don't believe in disenfranchising anybody. That's not even in my nature at all, period. This is not handled, and today it was not handled right. If that, you need to ask that too. Right.
Next.
The nation, what? Oh, pass. Pass.
Aren't we going to be told the results?
Nancy. Well, Wendy?
Pass.
All right. Closing statement. I remember that time. I know y'all.
This is the thing that I said when I first was voted on. I don't know who voted for me, because when I ran for this board 3 years ago, I did not know anybody. anybody. My sorority sister told me to join KPFT and run for the board because I was qualified, and that's what I did. So to that, because I was voted onto this board, my allegiance is to all those unknown people out there who decided to vote for me, and that's who I work for. Even right now, I know a lot of times I don't get to say anything, but when it got rough, you didn't see me vote because the people out there voted for me, and I can't let them down.
The only thing I haven't said that I think is pertinent is that when the first Pacifica National Board meeting was held in New York City, I was asked to serve as parliamentarian for that body. And when it was over, at the end of 3 days, I was approached by a guy by the name of Dave Furtick, who was on the board from Los Angeles. And he said, Ted, you know what? Because of you, we saved 3 to 4 hours that we could ill afford to have lost. Thank you very much for your service. I wish I could be of as much service here as I was to the National Board.
Okay, I believe that's the only we can take a vote now. If you pass those out.
You could announce that last one.
Yes, yes. The winner is Deb Chapto, 16 votes, and Ms. Patel got 7 votes.
Great news, everybody.
Ms. Chapman, Deb, this is your seat.
Use the seat. We'll use the claim procedure this time. You're going to write Williams or Weiskel.
Oh, I need to sit down first.
Yeah. Williams or Weiskel.
Williams or Weiskel.
Okay. And exactly what you guys did before, you did it perfect. So
great.
So write your number down.
Congratulations.
There was someone missing.
Did somebody leave the room?
Williams.
Yeah, the Weiskel.
Oh, Weiskel. Where'd he come? Okay. Go ahead and mark your ballots. In the meantime,
Secretary nominations, please.
I'm sorry.
Secretary nominations.
Oh, yes. We should start that right away. Nominations for Test Secretary.
I nominate Richard.
Teresa's first.
I nominate Richard Giselle.
Okay.
Second.
Joseph. Lyndon, you had your hand up?
No. She's took care of it, yes.
Yes, Nancy.
You'll be down there, Nancy.
Are you talking? Do you want to make a nomination for secretary, or have you got your ballot?
There was a ballot.
Okay, who was me? It's not late, Carol.
Thank you.
talk about secretary.
Ted, you have not voted. Do you have your relinquishing your right to vote?
Really?
Here's your ballot.
It would not surprise
22 ballots in my hand.
Madam Chair,
I can't talk to them close. Okay. That's a good idea. Bill has suggested, and I'm seconding that, would you plan for a meeting in about 2 weeks to finish up everything we didn't do tonight? There are a lot of issues. I know it's people are looking at me like you've got to be kidding.
Yeah, just for the record,
yeah,
with regards to our P&E representatives, there is a meeting tomorrow night that's very important. So ideally, we need
maybe
to get those national board members seated tonight.
It'll take at least an hour. You know that.
So
do the point ballot.
Well, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Can we spend
all
the
that
meeting?
Time with all that bullshit?
Can we continue this meeting and elect the PNB members and then postpone the rest of it to the 22nd? Theresa.
I have to say, I object because I have a vacation plan. I would like to vote on the national board members.
Well, I want to do that now.
On the national board members.
Do that on the national board member voting now because there's a meeting in a couple of days.
It's tomorrow.
And
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, okay. It'll be timely then tonight. And then put off the rest of the elections for.
Okay,
we have a lot of other things.
We're voting on the officers tonight. I'm telling you, I want to vote on the PNB members tonight because
that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing.
So we're going to Deb, are we suspending the election of the treasurer and the secretary, and we are moving forward? Excuse me, I'm speaking with the national board elections.
Mm-hmm. I think if we need to do the national board elections next, and if we can get those done rapidly, we may have time for the others.
Yeah.
And if we don't, we'll postpone that.
Point of information.
What? I don't see it. Maybe we have
one. Madam Chair, if there's no one else nominated for secretary, can we just approve by unanimous consent that
have we called for nominations yet?
No.
I recognize Rita Washington.
We do have one nomination, Madam Chair, but there may be others, but let's just go ahead and suspend it right now. And there may be another person that comes up as secretary, but let's just suspend it for right now. Let's do the PNB.
Okay, then I need a show of hands for those who want to do the secretary right now.
No objections.
Okay, we'll do the PNB right now.
Okay, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I nominate Sandra Rawline for the National Board.
Sir. Okay. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
The LFC doesn't vote on PMB delegates.
So
the delegate assembly does.
Special delegates.
Exactly.
I move that we adjourn.
I certainly can't hear her with everybody trying to tell me what she's saying at the same time. Don't handle it.
Can we do it again?
She moved to adjourn, Madam Chair.
Yes. Can we have some order, please? Order, please. Could Wendy be the only one speaking?
So the way the bylaws are set up, the LSB does not vote on a director to the PNB. You have to adjourn this. I move we adjourn this meeting and reconvene as an assembly of delegates.
Can we do that at the same time?
I second that.
I had a point of order before that, Madam Chair. I had a point of order.
Yes.
The point of order is, and I'm sure you're very aware of it, since you helped make the bylaws, that the nominations closed on December 31st. The nominations are already set in order. No one should be making nominations at this meeting. The names have already been submitted. What you should be doing is asking individuals who have been nominated, because there's a plethora of them,
okay,
whether or not they want to rescind or they want to decline the nomination. Then we move forward. After I agree, we go into delegates' assembly, but no nominations at this time.
Have you a list, or does somebody have a list of those who were nominated?
Our secretary should have them.
Is it appropriate to make a motion to
the vice chair will be Mr. Williams?
Just done.
Wait a second, I just announced
the vice chair.
The vice chair.
William 16, Vice Chair 6.
It doesn't matter, there's only one.
They got one vote.
Congratulations, I think.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear either.
Okay. Venetia Williams got 16 votes, Ted Whitefield got 6 votes, and somebody else got 1.
Void. One voided ballot.
Oh.
One more.
Well, thank you.
Welcome, my chair, please.
Madam Chair.
I can respond to.
We have an answer for the query here. Who was nominated?
I think everybody in the room has been nominated. It's a matter of now seeing who doesn't want to do it.
I'm not sure everybody's nominated. Probably.
No. You nominated most of them.
Can you read the nominees?
Can I mention something? We actually have 3 director elections. We need to fill a vacancy, and I think we can have to do these all at the same time. That's what I'm suggesting. We need to fill a vacancy because Adrian resigned as director as well as LSB member. This is just the remainder of that term. And then we need to elect 3 listener representatives and 1 staff representative. Those are 3 separate elections. But we can do them at the same time. We just need to be clear what we're voting on.
Request of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
So is the member pointing out that because he just suggested... Excuse me, Madam Chair, do I have the floor?
Yes, you have the floor.
Well, thank you. I want everyone to hear this so they won't ask, what did you say? Now, I believe the members just pointed out that we need to do a replacement of a member who resigned. Now, point one. Point two, then, would be emphatically true that no one who's elected tomorrow night, other than the one that is replaced, will be on that call tomorrow night. So if some people are rushing for their, well, that's the whole point. Thank you for that point, that the PNB voted. And listen to me. The PNB voted because it is inclusive, because it does want everyone who potentially to serve in this capacity to be included in what I consider to be a waste of money. But for any of you who are nominated, you will be able to listen to that, because all the meeting is about is really no PNB meeting. It is simply a session, a feel-good session, to try to get people who've been at each other's throats. What's the word they use?
It's called mediation.
Mediation.
I wouldn't say it's just a feel-good.
It is a feel-good, because most of the folks who are going to be on that call won't even be on the board, and it's a waste of our money. So I just want you to know that if you are nominated tonight, you will be able to listen in on that call. And those of us who will be speaking on that call, I think it's not going to matter anyway, because many of us won't even be serving. So this rush to do this tonight is really, you don't really understand the process.
Information. This is not a rush. We were supposed to, we were charged with doing this in the last meeting.
If you hadn't held him up for an hour, we would have got to do it.
Okay. Yes.
Mr. Lark, is
Is all people nominated are going to be able to listen in, or just those who have been elected?
Those who, if we don't get finished tonight, if you're nominated, you'll get to listen.
No, if you're elected.
No, that's not true, because Bill, please, don't start that. Don't start that, Bill. We're at the same meeting, and the motion states that there was a concern. Let me say, there was a concern among the majority of the PNB that some LSBs would not get to the vote. And I had a concern because I knew we had stacked three important things on a meeting, and I told the majority, it's not likely. So someone, Nancy, particularly ones who've been pushing this mediation, said, well, we need to allow any of those who are nominated, to listen to the call. They will not be able to speak on the call, but at least they'll know what's going on, so if they're ensuingly elected in the next session, they will be familiar with the process. Does that make sense to you?
Can I ask?
That's exactly what happened.
I think that's for the stations that have not yet elected directors.
That's what I'm saying. It's not important for us to rush this.
I did read something about that today, but I don't recall if it said nominated or elected.
It's nominated.
We'll have it here tonight.
Let's do it.
8 minutes.
Let's work. I make a motion to extend time.
Madam Chair, I think it was made clear by this body that we'd be out of here at 10 o'clock.
I second that. Any objections, Deb?
For how long?
15 minutes.
Can we do this rapidly? Can we put...
I'm sorry. We vote this agenda. And this agenda said... Adjourn time certain 9:45. We are at 9:54. The adjourn is already here. We vote for this agenda. I don't know who did it, but we vote for this agenda.
You suggested 2 weeks from now.
We can't do that.
We come back. That's what we need to do.
Okay. Can we call a continuation meeting for the 22nd?
Yes, please.
Don't move.
In a second.
Second.
Okay. We're adjourned until the 22nd.
We're adjourned. You took a motion in a second. Just ask for a voice vote.
Joseph.
All those in favor?
I mean, a ballot.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
I oppose.
I think the ayes have it.
We got to be out there.
Can we take a minute?
That's the best thing to do, I think.
I thought that was a motion that we voted on the extension time.
Because we have to be out of this building by 10:05. It's my first week back at work. I'm gone.
Can I have everybody's attention, please? A lot asked me to tell everybody. He has focus. Hey, if y'all be quiet, man, I can say.
We have quiet.
Hey!
A lot asked me to tell y'all that he posted the minute to the. Where'd you post it?
LSB. He said
it's just LSB. He posted all those minutes that y'all have seen before.
October.
I posted the minutes.
No, the October. You were absent. October teleconference, LSB. October 9th.
The October teleconference meeting. Thank you.
I'm going to go to my phone.